From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump waged a new attack Tuesday on the notion that Russian interference tipped the 2016 presidential election in his favor. Doug Bernard reports.
The U.S. leader contended in a Twitter comment that Obama failed to act against Russia meddling because he thought Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, was going to win and he didn't want to rock the boat. In another tweet, Mr. Trump said, "I have been much tougher on Russia than Obama." The special counsel probing Russian interference in the U.S. election has unveiled charges against a lawyer for making false statements, accusing attorney Alex van der Zwaan of knowingly making materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements to investigators about a Ukraine-related case. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Tuesday he would not allow smash-and-grab interventions when undertaking land expropriation without compensation.
"We will not make the mistakes that others have made in dealing with the question of land."
The African National Congress Party is under pressure to redress racial disparities in land ownership in a country where whites own most of the land. Syrian government troops en route to Syria's Afrin region retreated Tuesday after Turkish artillery fired warning shots, according to Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency. The Syrian Kurdish militia and Syrian Observatory for Human Rights founder Rami Abdul Rahman confirmed the Syrian government troops began entering the Kurdish enclave earlier Tuesday before the warning strikes. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Pro-government forces bombarded Syria's eastern Ghouta Tuesday, killing at least 49 people. Emily Wither has that story.
What's happening now in a rebel-held area near Damascus is some of the worst bombing here in years. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says pro-government shelling has killed over 200 people in recent days and injured over 800 in eastern Ghouta. Nowhere is safe. International agencies say bombs hit five hospitals in just 24 hours. The UN is calling for an immediate ceasefire, saying the situation is spiraling out of control.
That's reporter Emily Werther. Oxfam executives faced British members of Parliament Tuesday to answer questions in the ongoing scandal involving sexual misconduct by its staff in the aftermath of the 2010 Haiti earthquake. The CEO of Oxfam UK, Mark Goldring, apologized to the people of Haiti during his appearance in front of Parliament's International Development Committee.
We have made an absolute commitment that if there is a possibility that a crime has been committed, we will pass that information on.
Seven Oxfam workers were fired or resigned after allegations of sexual misconduct and bullying while they were working in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake that devastated the country. The UN Children's Fund reports newborn babies in some of the poorest, most dangerous countries in the world are up to 50 times more likely to die than newborns in some of the world's richest and safest countries. Lisa Schlein has that story from Geneva.
This month, UNICEF is launching a global campaign called Every Child Alive, which aims to reduce deaths among newborn babies. UNICEF is appealing to governments to invest in improving fragile healthcare systems. It says providing facilities for mothers and newborns with water, soap, and electricity will go a long way towards saving lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ethiopia's foreign minister has said there is no security concerns in the country, despite a state of emergency imposed by the government last week. Officials made the declaration February 16th, a day after Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn announced he would resign. Ethiopia has seen reoccurring and sometimes violent anti-government demonstrations since 2014. In her last race at the short track, Jorien ter Mohr clinched a historic double at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. The Dutch woman became the first skater to win a medal in both the long track oval and the short track arena during the same Olympics. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.